a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Those of you that are with us here today in the audience, and those of you that are listening online, and to the members of the executive board, we appreciate your patience with us. We had another meeting we were involved in, and then, of course, getting everybody hooked up. So with that in mind, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Hi, Representative Feinstein. We'll take your roll call from here, and then Lou is checking, and she'll call you and get you squared away as to how to talk and get on the system. So we should be there in a little bit. But I'll record you and Senator Abdullah as present, okay? All right. Thank you, sir. Call you back in a minute. Bye-bye.
Now, before we call the roll, I was told to mention to those of you that are on the line, once you ask a question, then mute your phone. Otherwise, there'll be a disruption, okay? Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Gray.
Here.
Humstead. Maher. Nelson.
Here.
Tiedemann. Chisholm.
Here.
Representative
here.
Abdullah, Consett,
here.
Feinstein, Lucas,
here.
Roush, Jenner,
here.
Vice Chair Cutler, and Chair Bill.
Here.
Thank you. Quorum is present.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I could not hear the secretary. This is Senator Humstead.
And Senator Maher is here, too.
You just tell me you got him.
I do have you marked as present. Thank you.
Okay. Who are we unable to hear?
Mr. Chairman, at the current time, we were calling the University Center. We are unable to hear Representative Feinstein and Representative Abdullah, but they will be there'll be somebody over there to help them in just a second to teach them how to key their mic, and then we'll have them ready to go.
All right. We'll go ahead and proceed with the agenda. The next item on the agenda would be the minutes of April 18th, 2011.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Lucas, seconded by Representative Venner. Are there any questions, additions, corrections? Hearing none. And we'll just make this a voice vote to hurry things up. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Now, did I just hear someone else get on the line?
I think we have everybody on.
Okay, we'll proceed. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Any questions, comments, or changes? All right, seeing none, then we'll proceed with the order of the day. The first item is a report of the subcommittee, the personnel subcommittee. Senator Gray, that was your subcommittee, and for the purpose of presenting a list to the board for the two committees. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you on RDTN, and for those of you who don't have it, I will just read the names. We will start with the Sales Tax Review Committee. I guess I should say that we met at 8 a.m. this morning as a committee to review a list that several of us had worked on over the past couple weeks. The committee for the Sales Tax Review, as proposed by the Personnel Subcommittee, is Representative Turberville, Chairman, Senator Tiedemann, Vice Chair, Representative Consett, Senator Hansen, Senator Hunstad, Representative Bernie Hunoff, Representative Jones, Senator Nelson, Senator Al Northrup, Senator Putnam, Senator Rampelberg, Representative Vanneman, Representative Virchio, Representative Rollinson, and Representative Wink. With that, Mr. Chairman, that's our proposal for the Sales Tax Review Committee. Would you like me to handle all of these at once, or would you like discussion?
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and have discussion on the Sales Tax Review Committee.
Can you see the Sales Tax Review Committee?
If everyone has had an opportunity to look over the list, are there any comments or suggestions?
Tell them not to do nothing until we get in on this deal.
Yeah, we can hear
you. Can you hear us, Mr. Falls? We can hear you. Yep,
yes, we can.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you asking for suggestions on the sales tax review committee?
Just a moment, please, Representative Abdallah. Yes, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, frankly, I thought we had a solution to Representative Abdallah for these many years that we've had to listen to him. I thought we finally solved that problem, but apparently not.
We just didn't get started fast enough.
I'm going to tell you something. The two of you aren't smart enough.
Representative Abdallah, you had a question or a comment?
Yes, sir. I'd like to... This sales tax review committee that you listed here is the result of the subcommittee, I presume.
That is correct.
I would like to recommend another person for that subcommittee, and I don't care who you, if you do accept him, I don't care who you take off, but I would like to see Representative Bert Tolson put on that committee.
Bert Tolson?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we have a first 15-person committee, which means that we'd have to remove one of the individuals that we just mentioned.
I can make a recommendation there, too.
I'm sorry? What was that again?
I could make a recommendation on who he could replace.
Okay, if you like.
I'd suggest Representative Tolson in place of Representative Willison.
All right. Senator Gray?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'm not necessarily opposed to Representative Tolson, although... I think the rationale behind having Willitson and Tom Hansen, for that matter, is that I believe they're both chairmen of taxation committees. Is that correct? I'm not sure on the House side, I guess. Is Willitson chairman of taxation?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, Representative Penner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just, along these same lines, and I don't know the rationale behind the list totally either, I would agree with Senator Abdallah. I see the list, and I'm a little bit concerned that we have a good representation on this committee of the ag community. Like I say, I'm not exactly sure of everybody's background here, but I do know that Bert would be a good foundational representative representing the ag arena. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments, recommendations? Well, just I'll make a comment, and then of course we can proceed from there. But Senator Gray and I spent quite a bit of time going through the list. What we were hoping to do was have a representative list that covered all aspects of the workforce. We're looking at, of course, agriculture and medical and retail, what have you. We also, there are some people that are not on the list only because they have a number of other committees that they're going to be serving on over the year. And so we feel that what we have is representative of South Dakota. However, if there's anyone on the e-board that would recommend a replacement, then I would certainly entertain a motion. Is there a motion?
I think they're having trouble getting their mic back on, I suppose.
Representative Abdallah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. I'll repeat. At this time, if there is any member of the e-board that would like to nominate another individual to the sales tax review, and I would entertain a motion. No motions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are there any Are there any other suggestions or corrections or additions?
Can you hear us in Sioux Falls now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so now we're back on. Okay, I guess none from here.
Okay. All right, we've lost you again, Representative Feinstein. I can see your arms moving, but we can't hear you. Still nothing.
Okay, we're back on. If you want us to go back on and off, it's a little practice we got to do. Can you see us now?
Okay. Yes, we heard you.
You should be able to see us now.
I can also see you.
Okay.
You two are sitting real close.
Yeah, we thought that would be helpful for you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman? What are we doing right now?
Okay. If you can hear us, I'm asking for a motion to make any changes to the list as it's presented.
I'll make my motion that I made, or I'll put my request in the form of a motion that I made a minute ago.
Okay, so your motion is to replace Representative Willardson with Representative Tolson. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Is there a second to that
motion? I'll second that motion. This is Representative Venner.
All right.
Mr. Chairman.
That was seconded by Representative Venner. Senator Gray.
I guess I will need to defer to House members largely, but it just seems to me like having our tax chairman on the committee makes sense. I wonder if it makes sense to put Tolson in replace of Representative Wink. And Representative Wink will have other duties this summer as chair of the Interim Appropriations Committee. I just offer that as an idea.
Are you offering that as a substitute motion?
I'll make that as a substitute motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any objections to that. If my opinion of Representative Wink is that he's an excellent representative, and if he wouldn't be offended by it, I'm totally in favor of it.
Okay, we have a substitute motion by Senator Gray, seconded by Representative Lucas, to substitute Representative Bert Tolson with Representative Dean Wink. Are there any other comments, suggestions, questions?
Senator, I'm sitting here.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I do not have this list of 15. I tried to jot them down, but they came by fairly rapidly. I don't know what to do about it, but it's going to be pretty hard to vote on a list that I can't even contemplate what the 15 names are. So perhaps if we could go back over them at least so that I could...
No problem, Senator Gray, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'll read them again. Chuck Turpeville, Larry Tiedemann, Chris Consett, Tom Hansen, Jim Hunstad, Bernie Hunoff, Tom Jones, Tom Nelson, Al Northrup, Jim Putnam, Bruce Raffelberg, Kim Vanneman, Mike Virtue, Mark Willardson, and the motion in front of us is to replace Dean Wink with Bert Tolson.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
I'm checking to see if the speaker's back on. Speaker Roush.
Okay, we're trying to reestablish contact with Speaker Roush.
I'm back.
Okay. Let me try to bring you up to date. I'm not sure where you dropped off. We had a motion and seconded to replace Representative Willardson with Representative Tolson. Then we had a substitute motion to replace Representative Wink with Representative Tolson. Do you have any comments or suggestions, sir?
I might, Mr. Chair, having the Chair of Appropriations on the House side as part of that committee, I think could be quite a valuable asset. Representative Tolson has lots to offer the committee. I'm just not sure that I would exchange him with the chair of appropriation.
All right, thank you.
Representative Lucas.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, just one question. Maybe Representative Abdallah can address it. Is Representative Tolson agreeable and willing to serve on the committee? He had indicated initially that he did not want to serve on one of the summer studies.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I visited with Representative Tolson probably 3 weeks ago and advised him that I was not interested in serving on any summer studies, and I asked him if he was. And as I recall, what he said was that he would be interested in the Sales Tax Review Committee. Now, that might have changed, that may have changed, or I may have misunderstood him. I can't imagine me ever making a mistake, but it could have happened.
All right. Well, as I look at the committees by preference, legislators not wishing to serve on a committee has Representative Tolson's name on there. So I'm, you know, there's some question in my mind as to whether or not he is definitely ready interested in serving.
If that's the case, I'll move to withdraw his name and move for the slate presented.
Okay, well, we have a... We already have a substitute.
That was kind of a friendly substitute, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So Senator Gray has agreed to withdraw his motion. Representative Abdallah has agreed to withdraw his original motion. And now we have another motion from Representative Abdallah to approve the slate as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
I believe that was a second by Representative Roush. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, the motion before the committee at this time is to approve the Sales Tax Review Committee as presented. All those in favor would say aye. Those opposed, the secretary will call the roll.
No, you are reading between each one.
Okay. All right. Senators Gray.
Aye.
Hunstad. Senator Hunstad.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Representatives Abdallah.
Aye.
Carson. Consett.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Venner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cutler.
Aye.
And Chair Turpabil.
Aye.
Passed unanimously.
And that the slate as presented also includes Representative Turpabil as chair and Senator Tiedemann as vice chair. Motion passed, and that will be the slate as we have it for the. For the sales tax review. Next, we have the review of the Department of Human Services. Senator Gray, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, the Personnel Subcommittee met this morning and came up with this list. We originally had proposed 9. We expanded it to a committee of 11. The following members: Gene Hunoff, chair; Jacqueline Sly, vice chair; Jim Bradford; Peggy Gibson; Jenna Hager; Phyllis Heineman; Elizabeth Kraus; Larry Lucas; Tad Perry; Melissa Magstadt; and Jim White.
Thank you.
Are there any questions, comments, suggestions? Is everybody... Yes, go ahead.
This is Feinstein. Just a comment. You know, we had discussed whether we're going to include, whether we might want to consider including the center in Yankton as part of this, even though it has been reorganized out. Does that have to be a part of the discussion before the selection of the committee? I mean, or just throw it out that it's something we are going to discuss?
Go ahead. Okay. Now you're talking about Senator Hunhoff?
I guess I'm talking about that concept of including the Yankton Human Services Center as part of this, even though it has been moved out. It has missed the review. And is that something that's precursory to the selection of the slate or something we want to discuss after? I don't know where we want to talk about it.
Senator Gray?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's a fair discussion to have. I think we ought to adopt the slate or make changes as you desire and then have that discussion separately.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any other comments? Any questions, suggestions?
Senator Hassett moves this slate as approval by this committee.
Thank you. Is your second?
Is that
Representative Feinstein?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the review of Department of Human Services as presented, which includes Senator Hunhoff as chair and Representative Sly as vice chair. Any other questions or comments before we vote? If not, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Gray.
Yes.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Senator Maher, did you say yes?
Aye.
Thank you. Nelson.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Representatives Abdallah.
Aye.
Carson. Consett.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Rausch.
Aye.
Benner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cutler.
Aye.
And Chair Turbo.
Aye. Motion is approved. The review of the Department of Human Services slate as presented will go forward. All right, next item on the agenda is the selection of the chair and vice chair of Wind Energy Competitive Advisory Task Force. Do we have and I think we've got a list of the legislators that are on there. They are Senator Corey Brown, Senator Jason Furyk, Representative Steve Street, and Representative Roger Solem. That task force was brought forward by the speaker. Speaker Rausch, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just glad that committee is coming to fruition, and I think our appointments are there. If you would want to take it in the form of a motion, I would move that chair be Representative Solem and vice chair be Senator Brown.
Okay. Do we have a second by Senator Gray? Who are the names?
Solem of the chair. Yeah.
Solem chair and Brown vice chair. Is that correct, Mr. Speaker?
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments or motions? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second that the chair and vice chair of the Wind Energy Competitive Advisory Task Force would be Representative Solem as chair and Senator Brown as vice chair. If there are no other comments or questions, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Gray.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Representatives Abdallah.
Aye.
Carson, Consett.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Venner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cutler.
Aye.
And Chair Tribeville.
Aye. Motion carried. We now have our chair and vice chair of the Wind Energy Study. We're getting down to the end of our...
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For discussion purposes, I would move that the agency review for human services also include reviewing the operations at the Human Services Center in Yankton.
All right. I think that's an excellent idea. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Venner. Any comments?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Lucas.
I just think it would be wise on our part to make sure if we are going to do the agency reviews that all aspects of state government get included during the cycle of the review. In addition, I did have some conversations with Senator Hunoff. It was more in regard to the involuntary and voluntary, involuntary commitment at the Human Services Center in Yankton. I think that can be addressed as part of the review if they're included.
For the comments, Senator Gray.
You know, just questions, if anybody can answer them, including staff. Does anybody remember when we did the review of social services? And the second question is are we still calling, now that it's moved to social services, are we still calling at the Human Services Center? Does anybody know?
Director Fry?
Yeah, we did social services, I think it was one of the first 2 years. It was either 2001. Yeah. So, and then whether they're still calling it the Human Services Center, I haven't heard of a change in that, but I don't know for sure. But I know it's been a long time since we did Social Services. Was one of the first, if not the first, agency reviewed.
And Mr. Chairman, follow up, maybe one of the staff knows this. Have we ever reviewed in any capacity as an e-board or special review or task force to the Human Services Center?
To my knowledge, the executive board has never done an agency review or a review of a component of state government as a board that I can remember. Certainly not in my tenure here. Does Ruben remember? Ruben doesn't remember remember one either, so I think the answer is probably no.
The Appropriations Committee did make a tour through that center a couple of years ago. This is Senator Hempstead.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, this is Speaker Roush. I just was curious in the next rotation when we would be in the social services, and if that's next year, would it be better to put this under there and do that in a year's time, or what kind of a schedule do we have for agency recruitment?
Director Fry.
The only agencies left for agency review after this year would be the Department of Health and the Bureau of Finance and Management. Those are the only two left. We would have to do those two, and then we would begin the process again, and social services would again be in the group that could be studied, but that would mean probably in the summer of 2013.
Okay, thank you. I have no objection under the motion by Representative Lucas.
Okay. Further questions or comments? Hearing none. Then the motion before the committee at this time is to include a review of the Human Services Center, is that correct?
That is correct.
Along with the review of the Department of Human Services. All those in favor say aye. Opposed. Motion carried. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Gray.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Representatives Abdullah.
Aye.
Carson. Consett.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Roush.
Aye.
Benner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cutler.
Aye.
And Chair Turbeville.
Aye. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Representative
sure
Abdullah, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure how this works. And so it's mainly an inquiry. Going back to this Wind Energy Commission, and we just approved of the representative or the legislators that are on that will be on that committee. I submitted, I believe it was to Speaker Roush, in fact, I know it was, a name of a citizen that I would recommend to be on that committee. And can somebody fill me in on how that procedure works or where we go from here or how that works?
Okay, I'm going to have Senator Gray answer that, please.
Yeah, good question. And just for the committee's, for the board's purpose, I'll explain. What the bill provided is that the President Pro Tem and the Speaker would each appoint two members as well as two private members or public members. Those do not have to be appointed until July 1. I know I submitted mine, I think, last week. I know the Speaker's working on his. On top of that, the Governor's office or the Governor gets to appoint, I believe, three members, if I recall correctly, of the public. And so that is a work in progress. It'll be a committee then of about 11, if I recall correctly.
Okay, thank you, Senator Gray. And Mr. Chairman, on another matter, on this call we had this morning referenced the penitentiary situation. Senator Peters slipped me a note to ask the E-Board. And it says, reference Medicaid Task Force with life per diem consistent with legislators per diem. Anybody want to address that?
Yes, Director Fry, please.
Yes, that was an item for discussion at the last E-Board meeting, and the decision was made that we would reimburse legislators at the regular legislative rate unless they were being paid by the task force, in which case we would not be paying them at the regular legislative rate. They would be paid by the task force, and we do not yet have a final decision from the governor's office, which is the sponsoring agency of the task force, so we don't know the answer to that question yet. So, but right now the E-Board is on record. Its policy is that we will only reimburse at the legislative rate if the task force does not choose another rate and pay it themselves.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Representative Konzen. I just wanted to clarify, the number of $65 for this Medicaid task force group was thrown around at our last meeting. So just to clarify it, they would be have parity with all other legislators that are serving on committees at the $105 per diem.
Secretary Fry?
Right now, the policy normally is that, generally, is that, just as I've stated for wind energy and so on, that we would pay the $110 salary to legislators only if their individual task force, which is sponsored by someone else, does not pay them at the appropriate rate. It has been the general policy of the executive board for a long time that when the legislature is not the sponsor of the task force or working group or what have you, that the responsibility for payment of the per diem rests with that sponsoring agency, and we're not in the Medicaid working groups that are being developed along with the Health Care Commission. The governor's office would be primarily responsible for payment of any per diem and any expenses.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Vice Chair?
Mr. Cutler? How should those members then that are serving on that, for now, I think they've already had one meeting. What should they be doing about their expenses? Should they be submitting them to to the governor's office, or who, you know, they're sort of left hanging out there, and I don't think anybody's communicating with them. So somehow we need to help them out with this and make sure that they have an answer.
I believe Secretary Fry has an answer.
We, at the present time, we don't know who those individuals are since we don't appoint them from this office. We'll try to get a list from the governor's office, and we'll also talk to the governor's office about what their plans are for reimbursing these people for their expenses and for the normal per diem or salary or whatever you wish to characterize it as for these Medicaid groups. Again, the policy is to let the sponsoring agency handle this. We'll try to find out from the governor's office who's involved. At the present time, we frankly don't even know the identity of the people that are that have been appointed to these working groups.
Okay, well, I appreciate the follow-up on that so that we know who they are and we know how they're being compensated and that they also know how they're to be compensated.
All right. Thank you, Senator Cutler.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments to be brought before the committee at this time?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Abdullah.
What about, I have notes here, Law Review Commission and the Investment Council, did you take some action I'm not aware of?
That's Representative Abdullah. I'm looking at the 2011 schedule, and we will take action on appointments for the Code Commission, Investment Council, and Uniform Laws Commission at our June 13th meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One other thing I would point out, there's a moment in history. That's the last time you're going to see an Arab and a Jew sitting together.
It's just the start of the things to come.
Oh, well, there is hope for the world. All right. Anything else to be brought
here in South Dakota.
That's right. Anything else to be brought before the committee at this time? Hearing nothing, I want to thank everyone for the efforts that you made getting to the proper places. This was a little bit difficult, but it worked out very well. I want to thank Secretary Fry and Director Fry. And keep in mind, our next meeting will be June 13th. Hearing if there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Lucas, second by Abdullah. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you all very much. This meeting is adjourned.